Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for Healing by Emma Dancy. Psalm 103, verses 2 through 3 says, "Let my whole being bless the Lord, and never forget all his good deeds. How God forgives all your sins, heals all your sickness." This is a beautiful Bible verse. May all we are give honor to the Lord and not forget what he has done. He has forgiven all of our sins through Jesus, and he has healed all of our sicknesses. What do we do with this? We still sin daily and continually need forgiveness, and we still have brokenness and sicknesses that need to be healed. Today, as we pray for healing, may we remember that this promise in Psalm 103 reminds us that there is a great healing coming for all who place their faith in Jesus. It is significant. It is valuable to hold on to the fact that even though there is suffering in this world, it is temporary, and our spiritual freedom and healing is eternal. Though we may ask for physical or emotional healing, we can stand confident that no matter God's plan and answers, he has spiritually revived our former hopeless souls. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we bless your name. We thank you that you are God, our healer, Jehovah Rapha. We call on your name over the healing of our loved ones, for those who are physically sick and broken, for those who are hurting and in pain, for those who are feeling weary and tired from illness. We know that in all things you work together for the good of those who love you. We ask that your name be glorified through these people, and we go on their behalf interceding for an earthly healing to take place. Please restore their bodies to health and ease and remove their pain. Give them new energy and joy. Help them to have a sense of your comfort and closeness in their suffering. Bless them with gratitude in the everyday. Help them to experience your miraculous work. Guide their doctors and those who are helping them on their journeys to better health. You told us in Psalm 147:2 that you heal the brokenhearted and bandage their wounds. We pray over those who are emotionally and mentally wounded. God, we pray for supernatural healing of the mind. We ask that you would heal the trauma and the past hurts in their lives. Would you bless them with minds that are renewed by your Spirit? Help them to not live in shame, but to live in confidence that you use the broken and you delight to invite them into your kingdom work. Bless them with godly counselors and wise doctors. Help them to experience your refreshing power to ease their anxieties and depression and replace it with peace and hope. We pray that you would mend up the hearts that are broken and speak love over those in grief, rejection, or abandonment. Reveal your power and your presence to them. Help them to overcome the thoughts that are attacks from the enemy. Help them to take thoughts captive to Christ. We pray over healing of the nations. In Revelation 22, verse 2, you say that on either side of the river was the tree of life bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Father, we pray for the healing of the nations. We know this only comes through you, Jesus. We ask that you would heal relationships, heal countries around the world, and heal those who have been so easily divided. We ask that you would be moving in incredible ways to bring unity where there has been separation and hurt among the church body. Please restore and reconcile the brokenness. Rebuild what has been torn down. Remove the sinful ways of the church and reveal your plan for your kingdom. We pray that all people from all nations would have opportunities to know that you love them and that you are the Savior of the world, Jesus. Thank you for being the healer. Thank you for being our great physician. Thank you that you can even use our brokenness and our sicknesses to bring about great purposes for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.